This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Minnesota churches are now open to full capacity after governor drops attendance restrictions. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz decided to revoke all occupancy requirements that have been imposed on churches and other houses of worship in his Executive Order 21-11. In January of 2021, the 250-person limit was revoked, but a 50% capacity restriction remained in place until it was rescinded on March 15th. The legal pressure on the governor was applied by the Thomas More Society, who was representing three Christian churches in Minnesota and their pastors: Cornerstone Church of Alexandria, Lifespring Church in Crosby, and Calvary Chapel in St. Paul. The lawsuit challenging the worship restrictions was filed in August of 2020 in district court against Governor Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison. The suit states that the governor's executive order criminalizes conduct of church attenders, suppresses plaintiffs' ability to worship and practice their religion in houses of worship, and restricts the ability of the plaintiffs to associate with other members of the faith. During the coronavirus lockdown, governors, especially of blue states, used the pandemic as an opportunity to enact unconstitutional restrictions that greatly violated the First Amendment rights of the Free Exercise of Religion Clause. The turning point for religious freedom against the restrictions came when the United States Supreme Court granted an emergency petition for an injunction on behalf of New York City synagogues and Roman Catholic churches in Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn versus Cuomo and Agudath Israel versus Cuomo. Further establishing legal precedent, in February, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Pastor Cheon and Harvest Rock Church, granting an injunction against California Governor Gavin Newsom's total ban on indoor worship. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel's founder and chairman, responded to the development saying, "The impact of the recent Supreme Court rulings in favor of churches is finally bringing a welcome relief from governor's executive edicts. The High Court has already issued the constitutional roadmap, and now it's past time to end these restrictions on places of worship." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.